Hey y'all, welcome back to this week's episode of Magically Just Different with Sophia and Zaidi, where we talk about the ordinary actually being the extraordinary. This week, our focus is self-care and what that's looked like for the both of us. All right, so you know how we start off each week with gratitudes. Mm-hmm. Zaidi, you're up first.
I can do this. Today was a really good day. I am grateful for waking up, having the best sleep for multiple days in a row. Having some really good walks down by Seward and just connecting with friends. I talked to my mom the other day. That was a great conversation. And I'm just really proud of her because she's about to graduate.
Hey, that's
and,
great.
Like, that's what's coming up right now. Things I'm happy about. Grateful for.
Yeah.
What about you?
I'm grateful for waking up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm grateful for my breath. Again, I feel like I've been doing a lot more connecting with my breath. That mm-hmm. has really shown up in so many ways.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel very connected to it. I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for my friends.
Hey.
You know?
Yeah.
And getting to connect with them in all the ways that they show up in my life, mm-hmm. which has been really great because it's been some very strong conversations this week that have really helped me in my journey. And I'm nice. So appreciative of that. So,
good.
Yeah. So this week,
mm-hmm.
we're going to be talking about self-care and what that looks like at this point in time in our lives, because I think self-care honestly changes, you know,
yeah.
just as we change and we grow. Because
mm-hmm.
I know what I thought self-care was a while back for me was completely different than what I'm finding it is now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just thought, okay, self-care was I take a bath and I put on this lotion and I light a couple candles, which it includes that.
Yeah.
But it's also a lot more than I really realized at the time.
So the tub and candles isn't enough for you right now?
No. Like, it serves its purpose in a beautiful way, because I love some bubble bath
mm-hmm.
and some candles.
Yeah.
You know? But I'm finding, and I have found over this past year, like, other things that self-care is for me.
Mm-hmm. Like, and, what?
Oh, wow. One, cleaning.
Yeah.
Because I it helps a lot. I realize, like, you know, I was like, okay, I like a clean space, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I realize how impactful that has been for me.
The clean space or cleaning up the space?
The both.
Okay.
Like, I'm recognizing both. First, it was like, oh, if I'm got a lot on my mind, like, I clean and I feel really good cleaning. It feels like I'm productive and I'm organizing things. And sometimes I just want to clean
mm-hmm.
if I'm feeling stressed. And then it turned into really needing the space to be clean for my own mental.
Yeah.
Like, sanity. Where if there was a lot weighing on my head, then it was like, oh, as soon as I clear this space, because the space is going to reflect it. You know, I got papers, I got laundry around, I got all this stuff. The moment I start cleaning that, I can just feel my mind open up.
Yeah.
And now it has room in this space.
Mm-hmm.
And so I realized, like, okay, that's part of my care now. Not just like, okay, I'm keeping it clean because I got to keep it clean.
Yeah.
It's like, no, this is part of me and caring for myself.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a big one.
What?
Just connecting it that way. Versus how I've had in the past. What about you? What's a new one recently?
Oh, wow.
Because, I mean, I could go down. There's my list, I realized, is long.
I bet.
So, let's volley back and forth on this a little bit.
I think this might be a little difficult. Because I feel like I'm still trying to figure out what that is. Like,
being
in a space where I'm only thinking about me when I wake up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's only been a thing for a couple weeks. And so maybe I think in this particular way, self-care looks like waking up. Oh, like I started doing these walks this past week, and that just felt so good because I like to get out the bed, put something on, and go out the door in that order. Like I might use the bathroom, but I might not. And I love that. I love just like get up, throw on some sweats and a hoodie, and I'm out the door because that's when I feel most motivated. Like I wake up with these thoughts of like, I want to move, right? And if like you're in a relationship or you got pets or whatever, you can't have that just get up and go. But I love it. And it's been getting me out and like walking every morning. And so I've been doing these walking meditations. And sometimes I'll start in the house, but sometimes I'll go do the walk and then come back and like have a great shower and then meditate. And that feels really good too. So that's one of the ways, one of the
That's
newest
one.
ways.
Yeah, that sounds like it.
Yeah.
That sounds great.
I'm loving it too.
Yeah. How did it come about? How did you do you just try it? What happened?
I used to live over by Lake Washington, and I would just get up every morning and go walking because it was like, oh, what a blessing to live so close to the water. And I just took advantage every morning, and I didn't want to be in the house either because I was like working out a bunch of emotional stuff. So it just felt right to like get up, go walk in, walk the lake, get to the park, do the loop at the park, and it's like a good 7 miles. And so this past week and this whole year, I think I mentioned it before, has just been dedicated to like reclaiming bits of joy that I've had. So it's not necessarily like the thought of like I want to go back to when I used to, you know, like that train of thought, but it's just like what used to serve me in a way that felt good to my body, good to me, and you know, like that I did consistently. And so it's something I used to do a lot. And so it was very natural to be like, I want to do that again. And yeah, I love it. And it's not like it's super close, you know, like there's water right here that we could walk. But I love the drive that early in the morning. And, you know, like I'm a morning person. So I'm out there by like seven something and done by like 9 or 10. So, or at least back home by then. But I love it.
I think it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
What's another one of your self-care practices?
Another one of my self-care practices, and kind of like connecting with what you said, is driving. And oftentimes, like, I'll feel it, and maybe I might be in the car already, maybe I won't be in the car. But I realized just listening to that part of myself, like, you know what? I want to drive, or I want to go to the water. And just doing it, you know, like, and following that. And I feel like not asking for permission, or not being in a position where I'm asking for permission. And I mean that, like, just even being with myself. Like, I'm like, oh, Sophia, but you need to get back to the house so you can work on this, or you need to do this or do that. And I fill my own plate with a bunch of stuff. Where then I'm like, well, when can I get to?
Oh
You
my
know what? I'm
gosh,
asking myself for permission to take care of myself in this way. So that's where I feel like, and this goes to other things, but especially that, where it's a matter of like, I'm deviating from maybe my current plan in the moment to do this. And that's where I've really learned, like, oh, this is a self-care thing. So I can make space, and I want to make space for it when I need it. And just listening to myself and my body in those moments of like, I'm having this urge, and then I go to the water, then I sit, and either sometimes I'll meditate, sometimes I'll journal, sometimes I'll just listen to music. Sometimes I'll get out, walk around, depending on what time of day it is. Sometimes when I just listen, I realize like what is going on with me in this moment, and then I'll have these sometimes breakthroughs or these different conversations internally about what I'm needing or what's coming up for me based off of situations that might have happened or just the space I'm in.
Yeah.
And I really, really, really enjoy it. And it has been a beautiful thing to discover about the care that I need in this moment. Yeah. Or, the, you know, this time, this season. And so, yeah, that's one of them that I like it. I like it.
It reminds me of one of those movies I was watching this past week.
Mm-hmm.
But essentially they were, the narrator was saying something like, when you quiet the mind, it'll work on itself.
Ooh.
And I was just
I like that.
Because it's extra accurate.
It is.
And that's why I like those morning walks too. Mm-hmm. Like sometimes I'm listening to a podcast and sometimes I'm like, I think I just need to listen to the peace of it all. Mm-hmm. You know, like I just need the quiet and, you know, nature is always resounding. So it's never like super quiet, and especially by the water. But I was thinking the other one, the what we were talking about before, boundaries, and like how that's a new practice of self-care. And I think I started
learning, which is like its own, which will probably be its own episode at some point.
I'm sure.
Because this, that topic of boundaries is huge and ever unfolding.
Yeah.
At least in my life, so.
I feel like I'm still learning in the different places where I need to utilize it.
Yeah.
Because I first learned, you know, at work.
Because,
you know, people got your number and they're like, can I get a cut? You know, and it's just like, nah, or like texting you not during workout. Like you just, you have to learn boundaries.
And you're like, okay.
When you work for yourself. But then too, well, you got to learn boundaries, period. But you especially learn them when you have a clientele with access to your number. And also just in like my personal life, what those boundaries can look like, whether we're talking about like communication or time spent or whatever, is it's something I'm definitely picking up. I know. What made you, like, when was the first time you thought like, I need a self-care practice?
You said the first time?
Yeah. I feel like it's one of those words right now that's just like a buzzword.
Self-care.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
And so I'm just wondering.
Self-care, self-care.
Like, when did you first say to yourself, like, I need to practice some self-care?
I think it started a little bit before the whole COVID thing.
I thought you said Hulk Hogan.
Hulk?
Okay. The whole COVID thing.
Where my Hulksters at?
So foolish.
I feel like before then, I was kind of doing stuff, but it's hard because I feel like it's the COVID time was overshadowed, has overshadowed when that started, because I feel like everything ramped up and was magnified, and I was with myself, me, myself, and I.
Yeah.
On a whole nother level. So the need for self-care became extreme.
Right.
And I was like, but then it became, I need to do all the self-care.
Oh my gosh.
You know, and then it was just
a to-do list of self-care.
Yeah, which I was like, Sophia, find what works for you.
The exact opposite of self-care.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I gotta make sure I'm staying in my practices and doing all these things. And it became too much. So to answer your question, which I don't know if I fully did, it was sometime in the last couple years, I guess. But it has totally changed, and my view of it in this past, I would say, 9 months, 9 to 10 months, has really, really changed. And even, and it's almost changed like every day. I'll find like something new that I realize for myself that I want to
do. Gotcha. Which happens as we evolve and grow.
Yeah.
We want new and different things for ourselves. For
sure. And even recognizing what you said with like the boundaries and like, I won't touch too deep because again, like, you know, we'll do an episode on it, but even creating that space of like, oh, do I want to hang out, or do I want to go to the store and do these things right this instant?
Right.
You know, like maybe I planned for the day before, and there's no necessary time restraint. Like it was just like, okay, I got to make sure I go to the store today. And then based off of like what's kind of going on with me, just kind of recognizing, you know, I don't feel like leaving the house just yet, or I don't feel like interacting in that way.
Right.
And being okay with saying, nah, I'm going to take care of myself. And actually now I want to go for a walk.
Yeah.
Or now I want to read this book or meditate or sit in silence or do something different. And recognizing that that's also self-care.
Yeah.
And being like, oh, saying no, or saying, I'm going to I changed my mind. And being okay with that.
Yeah. I think at the end of the day, self-care is basically just doing what you need to do for yourself.
Yeah.
I know for, like, I don't know, when I heard self-care, it just meant do whatever you want to do right now. Somebody who's like impulsive and you know, sometimes there's a bit of retail therapy, sometimes there's a treat yourself.
Oh yeah.
But that's what self-care meant. It meant treat yourself. And I was like, oh, self-care for me today. What do I want to do? You know,
like sky's the limit.
Basically,
sky's the limit.
It's like, oh, it means spoil myself today.
Yeah.
And there, I mean, that was like outside of the house for sure. And I think now there's like a little bit of that in there, but there's more care, right? So before I was just like out in the world doing whatever sound and felt like a fun time in that moment. But now it's more internal, the care.
Yeah.
And just like figuring out like where my feelings are coming from, like how they come about, when did it start? Like if I feel like I need to care for myself, it's usually coming from a place of I've been neglecting something. And so, yeah, I just zero in on like, what is this feeling? Like even today how I was telling you like, oh, I was in this funk. I don't know where it came from. I was having a good day. And like going back to when did that moment creep up and being like, oh, I see it. You know, and ever since then, it's like handled and I feel way better. My energy is up. You know, I think it's more that for me now. So it's definitely still got some like do what I need to do for me, whatever it might be. But also like wanting to figure out like what's actually going on with me right now. That's a huge piece.
That is.
Yeah.
I think that sounds great. And like super, super healthy as far as like just getting a deeper connection with who you are, which I think self-care is about that.
Yeah.
You know,
it's like all encompassing. I mean, just
yourself.
Right. I'm like the word self is in it. So anything that has to do with self,
it's like care for you, what you need right
now.
You need this bowl of cereal right now.
Oh, so many bowls
you
of
know
cereal
what I'm
last
saying?
Month.
Is that what you need? You need this bowl of cereal. Go ahead and have that bowl of cereal. You want to watch, you know, and again, we are not licensed professionals.
Nah.
This advice is
this is what I do to help myself.
This is what I do to help myself as well. Like, hold up. I'm like,
to be clear.
To be clear. You know, you want that, you know, that slice of cake? Go get that cake.
I've done that many times.
You know what
times.
I'm saying? But, you know what I mean? You want just, I don't know, a bag of jelly beans. I'm not saying
a bag of jelly beans
that this is, you know, it's whatever you need.
Yeah, we're not giving sound advice here.
No.
We're just talking about things we've tried.
Yes. Okay, speaking of try, what was one thing that you tried as far as self-care that you were like, okay, I'm going to try this, that you were like, nah, this ain't for me? As far as your self-care, has there been something like that?
Sort of. Not a, oh, this ain't for me. That I can think of lately, but like when we were going really hard with the climbing and the skating and stuff, and I was like, oh, I can see where I need balance. I'm gonna have to like stay home on some nights. That was definitely a moment of like, because I was like gone all day and then was like coming home to like feed the pets. And I was like, oh no, this is getting to be too much. Like, I'm gonna run myself into a hole and I'm gonna feel like crap. And this is, you know, like these things are supposed to be giving me joy. So just learning balance for sure. But I tried it. I tried it. I was going hard in the paint. And it was like, reel it in, reel it in. You're doing too much too soon.
But that's a good thing, like balance.
Yeah.
Like even because I mean that's what I feel like, and have said this and had plenty of conversations about moderation and doing everything in moderation.
Yeah, moderation and moderation. No, I'm just
No, but that's what the phrase that
Oh, that's funny.
we said. It was like we used to say, me and my ex-partner, we used to say even like moderation, even moderation. And that was like our kind of like our mantra that we spoke of all the time. And I still connect with that and still follow that. Because I think it's there's a lot of truth. And every time like particular things happen, like I kind of it comes back. It always comes back to like finding that kind of balance and not like feeling like you have to sustain a perfect balance. And I think for me, that's what I used to believe at one point. Like, oh, I gotta find the perfect balance. One, being on the cusp of Virgo, Libra. I think people will get that perfectionism from the Virgo, scales from the Libra. Like I'm always trying to like find the perfect balance, but there is no perfect. And it was just realizing that, and again, through conversations with people, that it's maybe more in the sense of like it's the action of coming back to the balance. Like even though you get out of balance and recognizing like, oh, it's disproportioned, it's that action of coming back to find the balance again that I think is the most strength comes from. And you build those muscles and you get those realizations and breakthroughs and deeper connection with yourself of like it's not staying in that balance because it's that disbalance where you're like, whoa, that's when you learn something. And I feel like, I feel like this has been a year of
Yeah,
finding that.
for
Woo-wee.
sure.
Like,
I mean, and changing all the
extremes.
while, right? Like that's the tough part is like we're all changing because life is changing because circumstances are changing and also trying to keep up with, you know, the things that either brought you joy and it's like, well, that doesn't bring me joy anymore. You know, and like those I don't know. You just keep trying and you just keep trying to figure out like I know for me, and I've said this before, I reached back into my childhood for some basic joy moments, you know,
Seriously.
and that's how the skating
Seriously.
and the climbing happened. And I reached back to 2011 when I was walking the, or 2012 when I was walking the park every day, and I grabbed that, and that's given me some joy. And it's like, I'm just gonna keep reaching to the things that I know gave me joy at one point and trying those before I create a whole new concept, you know. It's like go for what you know without being stuck in the past.
I like this conversation about self-care, and I feel like this is a conversation that can be revisited often because we keep changing, our views on it keep changing, and I'm curious what other people think too, and what
Same.
everybody else is doing and finding that works for them in their
Yeah.
self-care.
That is a hint to leave us a message
Let us know. Talk
or
to
leave us
us.
messages on IG and let us know like what are y'all doing for self-care? We'd love to hear from y'all. Cool.
Right.
Thank you for listening. Another week, another episode, Magically Just Different. Remember, if you want to get in contact with us, and if you want to especially leave us a message about how you self-care, you can either leave the message right here at the podcast, or you can go to IG, leave it at Magically Just Different, all one word. If you're looking for myself, Zaidi, You can find me on IG at Zaidi Thriving, Zaidi underscore thriving, Z-A-I-D-I underscore T-H-R-I-V-I-N-G. If you're looking for Sophia,
you can find me at Thea Styles, P-H-I-S-T-Y-L-E-S, all one word, on IG.
And remember, be great.
Be kind.
Be you. There's only one. Deuces, fam.
Peace.